end if you have other more questions, all right? His name is Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Giselle.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hello, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Leon?
Yes, this is Charlie.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Okay, Charlie, I'm okay.
Awesome, awesome. I know you were speaking with my mapping coordinator. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you?
Well, Giselle spoke to me, and I was inquiring about what is this going to cost me a month.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely get the numbers for you right now. Let me pull that up. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you in general, or are you just looking for the price?
Well, prices don't speak for me. I mean, that's the main issue. You know, what is it going to cost me? Based on that, that's going to tell me yay or nay or whether or not I'd be interested in moving forward.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. So just to clarify here, you go out 20 miles, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then for your business itself, for the HBC construction, do you guys have a Facebook page or do you guys just have this Angie's listing?
I was on a Yelp and other stuff going on. I think if you go on there, you might be able to see some of the stuff that we do. I did have a website, but the company that I was working with has since dropped me, so my website is no longer available. So
I see that. I was going to ask you about that too.
I was inquiring, trying to get them to do some things, and they were dragging their feet, so I let them go.
Okay. So, what were you trying to incorporate on your website?
Well, basically, I wanted, in relation to different customers calling me, they weren't able to get me directly. And so, I was saying, well, how is it that, I'm getting all these hits, but yet no one's calling?
Right.
So it was, it was a little strange to me that this is, my website is world, probably not world, but, how do you say?
Populating?
Yeah, populating, in relation to this area. However, I'm not getting a hit a day. I'm not getting no hit a day. Or I might get maybe one hit a week, and I said, that's strange to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening. So I'm just saying something is wrong. Relations to either are you letting my calls go through or are you selling my calls going to somewhere else? What's going on?
Right, right.
So I'm
who
just,
were you with?
Just,
do you know?
Well, I was with Nova.
Okay.
I was with Nova and then I was with a couple other folks, networks I was purchasing.
Leads from.
And then,
gotcha.
I was with Angie's List for a minute and, a lot of stuff. I mean, the thing of it is that it's very strange to me. They says, okay, well, this person is trying to locate me and then I send them my number, but yet no one calls. And I go, well, I'm interested in you. And then I go, well, if you're interested, then why aren't you calling? Why
yeah,
don't you
exactly.
call me back on an appointment? And I says, you want me to come out of my, even Yelp is doing that right now. I mean, you got, 5 calls, people call and say, oh, I need work done. And I put my number in there in the box. And mm-hmm. they says, oh, we need this right away. Nobody calls me back that says, okay, let's schedule an appointment.
Yeah.
So something is strange to me that all of these things is happening, that, you're taking my money, one after the other, but yet.
Right.
And you tell me this is available, but nothing's happening. So basically, I'm trying to reach out to various customers that mm-hmm. gives me direct
clients.
How do you say? Direct clients that I don't have to go through a third party in order to get access to these persons, these different folks.
That, yeah.
You know, I say, you know, I got to go through a third party, and then they'll hold the person hostage or whatever, and they go, oh, look, let me throw this out to three different, four other contractors. And then,
right.
You know, even if I get it or not, you know, and I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Right.
You know.
Right.
So,
and it, that's with these third party companies, that's you nailed it right on the head. That's exactly what happens, and it's frustrating because, you know, when you put in X amount of dollars for marketing and you expect to get a lead, you don't expect to get a lead that's vetted to specific people that's direct competition with you, right? I mean, you're not afraid of competition. That's why you're in business. But also, too, if you're paying for a lead, you would like it to be exclusive, at least, right?
I've even had exclusive leads turn into zero. So,
really?
I mean, they say that there's no guarantee in relation to your exclusive lead. So,
sure.
I went in and purchased like 5, 6, 7 leads. You
and
know, which cost
was that with Home Advisor or was that with Yelp?
That was with actually it was with Networks.
Okay.
It was with Networks.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, they don't guarantee. Try not to guarantee anything. So I like, look, I gotta let you go. Because I'm spending too much money on something that's not a guarantee for me, but it's a guarantee for you.
Right. And that's why we help small to medium-sized businesses. So we've been in business for 18 years. We've been Google Channel partners since 2007, 2008. There's a lot of people that say they are working on Google instead of being a Google Channel partner. That's where the mix-up gets into play here. What happens on these third-party companies, though, is that they do vet these leads out because these leads that they get is just a database that they have. So to get, you know, let's say you're spending $400 for leads a month, right? And they're like, here, we could send you 300 leads. That doesn't convert into customers, right? Because, one, they could send those 300 leads to anybody at any time. Where being on the first page of Google and what Giselle was talking to you about, that's a real-time search. So anybody searching for your services in the 20-mile area, they would be able to find your construction company on that first page and call you directly for the services that you offer instead of you happen to text them or call them or anything like that. Does that make sense?
So basically, they see my number there, and they'll call that number directly.
100%. Yeah, we don't touch your leads or customers. You don't share that position with anybody. At the same time, you're not sharing your customers because it's a direct call service to you. They're not calling us, and we're vetting you a lead at any time. It's a real live call at that time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so basically, now that you're saying what that is and what does that cost me?
Yeah. So
what does that cost me?
So for you, what Giselle did was she put in an in-business credit for you. So what that means is that we have a reduced rate for our legacy owners. Okay. So what I did was I put that credit in for you, and it only costs $249 month to month. Now, there is a one-time setup fee of $99 that covers the programming and that covers the onboarding call with you and my tech team. So that way you populate on that first page of Google for the services that you offer, getting the calls for the services that you offer as well. Now, it doesn't just come with the first page placement on Google either. We do have a full campaign for you, so it comes with a retargeting campaign on Facebook. It also gets you integrated with Yahoo, Bing, Yelp, and Apple as well. So we really cover all your bases here for you to get on that first page with the services that you offer and get a direct call service into you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay, and that's costing me what?
It's $249 month to month. There is a setup fee for $99, so it would be $348 for the first month. But then after that, it goes to 249. Now, you're not locked into a contract at all. You are grandfathered in at that price. So if inflation were to keep going up, you would be locked in at that rate, and you wouldn't have to pay anything more if we raised our prices. You'd be grandfathered in there for you and the life of the business being with our service. Okay?
I see.
Yeah. And one thing about us is, like I said, we're a Google Channel Premier partner. So for us, we have to abide by strict Google guidelines. So what we have to do is we can only work with one company per industry per area. So that's why Giselle called you today, because we have that available listing that we are looking to fill today. Once we do fill that listing, we close out that category, and we cannot work with any of your competitors who offer the same services that you offer in your radius. So with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way you can get calls directly instead of having to go through all these third-party companies on their listing, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
okay, I need you. Can you call me back in about an hour? Because I'm driving right now.
Okay.
Can you do that? And in the event that I need to give you a credit card, I can do that then at that time, because I can't do that right now anyway. So I feel more comfortable and more safer that I won't be talking to you on the phone while I'm driving. So can you call me back at 30 minutes to an hour or 45 minutes to an hour?
Yeah. How about I call you back at that top of the hour? So...
okay.
How about it at 10 o'clock?
Okay, that'll work.
Does that work?
That works.
All right, I'll talk to you then, and then we'll get everything squared away for you, okay?
All right.
Sounds good. Bye. Drive safely.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.